That's what they call 1.5 story. You can use the top part for either an attic or sleeping in.
Okay.
At this time now, my brother isn't using it for sleeping in. He's using it for just a work for a shop.
Was the upstairs as big as the downstairs?
No.
What, about half the size?
Well, about, you just lost about a third of it.
How many rooms was there upstairs?
Well, some people make three rooms out of it. Some people make none. Some people just leave it like it is. It's all according to who lives there.
Is it all open?
I'm
talking about when you were young. I mean,
my particular house, it had two rooms in it.
Upstairs?
Yes.
Were they both? Where did you sleep in them?
Yeah, bedrooms.
Okay, and when you came in the door, now I'm talking about when you were young, now in the house that you lived in, downstairs, what was the first room you came into?
Well, usually we used the living room. We had a front door, but we didn't use it. Most of the time they use the living room. We still do the same thing here. If people come to my house, most of the time they come to my house from the side yard. Now, if you don't know me or if you're just visiting, well, you might come through the front door and I'll bring you out, but most of my friends and stuff come through the side.
When that was the living room, did it go all the way across? Was it the whole?
It's one of those type shotgun houses, what they have in New Orleans, you know. The rooms, this hallway run all the way down.
They had a hallway?
Yeah, okay. Hallway and steps going up to the upper stairway.
How many?
Most of the houses we talking about had the stairways inside. Later years, they put stairways outside because then they rented them. So
yeah.
Some houses have both.
You ever seen a kind of house that had a, you know, you talk about a hallway going all the way through. Did you ever see one that had a hallway that went all the way through that was open? You know, like, it might have been screened in, but it was like open and, you know, it had two closed-in halves, you know, on each side, like almost like a duplex, but same family lived on both sides. It just had an open hallway.
No, it was always partitioned off from what I've seen.
You wouldn't know what they would call a house like that, would you?
No.
Or a house
that's just a particular house.
Yeah.
Somebody just built one, because most of the other houses are all built, like I'm saying, they have the steps either came in from, you walked up the steps through the front door, or else you walked through to the living room and walked up the steps through the side.
Yeah.
And they always had a closet under the steps.
Okay, and so how many rooms did you have downstairs at the house, all together?
Hmm.
You said it was shotgun. I assume that there were like one after the other.
Yeah. Well, there was one, two, three, four, five. Kitchen was the back end of it, and then the living room and the dining and living room at first, and then the dining room, and then two bedrooms on the side.
On each?
Two bedrooms on one side. And then we had the two bedrooms upstairs.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of things what kind of things would you expect to? Well, what kind of things did you have in your living room like this to sit on and things?
Well, they're going right back to it now. Wicker stuff, wicker furniture, rocking chairs.
Mainly?
Yeah.
Did you have any long,
couches?
Yeah.
Not at that time, no.
How about,
couches came in the later generation, in my time.
In your time? Now, when you say couch, did they ever call them anything else? I mean, is there a difference between a couch and what people call